We're up to Daf Mem Hei on the base. We are towards the bottom of the page. We're up to the part of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Yonis. The question, let's just work the Gemara very quickly again from the two dots. So we're really in the Gemara, little Chazara. Daf Mem Hei on the base, the two dots, Amamar. It's right after the Tosfos, Iboyesema. Okay, right up to the Bali Same, the more Shaila is Omar Biyomtov Hari Karagli Kol Adam. We learned in the Braisa that if the rain falls down on Yom Tov itself, if the rain falls down Bo Bayom, then everyone agrees the rain does not have Mokoyim Shavisa. The rain is Hefker because the rain was not there when Shabbos began. The first time the rain appeared, came into existence, was on Yom Tov, not Shabbat with Yom Tov. So the rain that now fills up the well on Yom Tov does not have a Mokom Shavisa. V'yamai, why not? Liknei Shavisa Bik Yonis. Let the rain be Koine Shavisa in the ocean. In other words, where did the rain come from? The rain comes from the ocean. The ocean forms a mist.
Kordis Mandiyamar.
And where is the ocean? The ocean is far, far away. The ocean is more than 2,000 amas away, which means that right now the rain is outside of its shavisa. Therefore, you should not be allowed to carry the rain more than dalid amas. How can you say you can carry the rain? Find its keepers. The rain was kind of shavisa in the ocean when Shabbos began, Yom Tov began, and therefore it's now located more than 2,000 miles away from its shavisa. Therefore, it should be also lame. Must then be that rain does not come from the ocean. Rain comes from the clouds. All rain comes from the ocean. There's no such thing as rain coming from outer space. Rain comes from the ocean. And the Mela, so since over here we said that this fine is keepers, it must be the one passing like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says no. Omar Yitzhak Chacha Ba'ovim Shneskashu Me'er B'yam Tefaskin. Even Rabbi Eliezer that says the rain comes from the ocean, it doesn't mean it comes from the ocean and that's it. It means it starts off in the ocean, it turns into clouds, and then the clouds travel, and the clouds disperse the water somewhere else. So when Yom Tov began, where was the rain? The rain was in the clouds. And therefore, the rain was not, it really, we passed like it was, the rain was really, rain comes from the ocean, but it was in the ocean a week ago. It was in the ocean 3 days ago. But when Yom Tov began, it was in the clouds. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Who told you? How do you know? Because sometimes, the Metzius says, sometimes the cycle is very quick, and sometimes it's very slow. Sometimes it can happen that the water is in the ocean, and within 2-3 hours, it's very, very hot, and the clouds form very quickly, and then it rains. So how do you know? How is to say that the rain was in the clouds when Yom Tov began? Maybe the rain was really in the ocean when Yom Tov began. These clouds went away. The clouds that were around before Yom Tov. The Gemara says the Islahu Simona. We are certain that the rain that came down was in the clouds when Yom Tov began because we have a simon in the clouds. We know exactly the clouds. Someone was watching. The clouds had a certain shape and form. We have radar, right? Radar, and we have all this high-tech stuff, so we know exactly that. Sonar, we know exactly that these clouds were in the sky before Yom Tov began. The Gavayo. That's answer number one. Answer number two, the body is saying. Answer number two is, you're right. In Echlam, we don't know. Sometimes the rain comes from new clouds, sometimes the rain comes from old clouds. But it's no worse. Havis Sofik did Divrehem. It's no worse than a Sofik Midrabon. And since the whole halach of Tchumen is nothing more than a Dindrabon, Sabdrabon, for Sofik Divrehem, Lahaka, we can be lenient. The Gemara says, okay, fine, very good. So either we know for sure the rain was not in the ocean, it was in the clouds, the rain was, it's a Suffolk, it might be, not, it might not be, but we have another problem. The clouds are not stationary. The clouds, L'chaira, were also more than 2,000 amas away from where the rain fell. So how can you tell me that the water finders keepers, but maybe the clouds were more than 2,000 amas away, and now when Yom Tov begins, now in Yom Tov morning, it's already outside its tchum. You cannot carry the water more than dalet amas. V'liknei shvisa ba'ovim, so the Gemara says, Tivshad mino, it must and be, no, why not? You're right. Enoch nami, the rain was in the clouds, the clouds was very, very far away. But there's a halacha, everyone knows halacha. De ain't chumin l'ma l'miyod. There's no such thing as tchumen when you're above 10 tfachim. The meila, so it's not shaykh for the geshem to be kind of shvisa when Yom Tov begins, because it's lamala miyud. The meila, they can travel freely, and now when the water falls down on the ground for the first time, this is the first time it's going to be in shvisa. The e yesh tchumen, because if you hold there is an imchud, the e yesh tchumen, if you hold there's going to be called tchumen, likne shvisa ba'am, because if you take a hold that there is tchumen lamala miyud, then the water will be kind of shvisa in the cloud. The Gemara says it's not a riot. Really, we don't hold this. Really, I'll tell you, if you want, we can say that there is tchumin lamala miyud, and the water was really should be kind of shvis in the clouds. And if the clouds travel on Yom Tov, and now the water falls, the water is more than 2,000 amas away from where it starts. And it should be also to carry the water more than Dalet Amas. How then can it be that the Braisa allows one to carry finders keepers? Umaya, no, the answer is Umaya ba'iva mivla b'li. Tremendous chiddush. The water doesn't really exist in the clouds. It's absorbed. So basically, the water comes from the ocean, right? Oh, that no one's coming to contradict that statement of Rabbi Eliezer. And then the ocean, the mist forms and it goes into the clouds. But it's not in halacha called the davar sheyesh by mamish when it's in the clouds. So now, and really, I'll tell you, yesh tchum l'mala miyud. And if the maya was a davar sheyesh by mamish in the clouds, it would be kainish shvitz l'mala miyud, and you would have a problem. But it's a davar shein by mamish. So the first time this mitzias of mayim has come into this world for the very first time is on Yom Tov. It never had a shvisa. It never had a shvisa. Memela, finders keepers. Okay, mayim be'aliv v'milva. The Gemara, if you're telling me that it's a davar shein by mamish, then you have a bigger problem. It's noilad. It's noilad. It's like a chicken lays an egg. A chicken lays an egg on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's muksa. Kol shekein havli noilad. The Asiri should be even worse. So the Gemara says, you're right, in Chanam you're going in circles here. Mama is struggling to find out what's behind the Braisa. Ella, the Gemara finally... doesn't know. The Gemara is saying it doesn't matter. Even if it doesn't, everything is Yesh Me'ayin. Mama, Yesh Me'ayin.
It has to exist to lay the egg.
I hear what you're saying. Yes. The Gemara seems to say that doesn't make a difference. Even though the chicken doesn't, even if you have a chicken, it doesn't exist. Like in this case, the clouds don't really exist. It doesn't make a difference. Kilu, it doesn't matter. It's still called noilat. The fact is, the water came into existence for the very first time. Yom Tov, it's called noilat. Ella Maya. So therefore, now the Gemara finally gives the maskana. This is the yisoid. This is what we're about to say now. Is the Gemara's maskana? We have to know the Gemara. Ella Maya ba'ovim meinad naide. The answer is really Mayim is a davar sheyesh by mamish in the clouds, and there's no problem of noilat, and there's tchumin lamala miyud. But if you're in a state of motion when Shabbos begins, you're not koin shvisa. That's the yisoid. The yisoid is, in order for an object to be koin shvisa when Yom Tov begins, it must be stationary. If the object...
If the cloud is stationary, it's not moving.
Then it is koin shvisa. But the Gemara is saying there's no such thing as cloud stationary. The mitzias is clouds are always moving in the wind. So mitzias, the world is turning. It's mitzias, the Gemara says. Ella, Maya, Bav, Meina, I guess you can look here, Makar, what is called movement in Halacha? If you're traveling 5 miles an hour, is that called you moving? You're always traveling, you're always moving, you're always wiggling, no one's mamash stationary. What is called traveling? So in Echnami, go make a determination. What's the average speed of a cloud? It's very slow. How fast do clouds travel?
Not always.
When there's a storm, then they can travel, but what's the average speed on a nice sunny day? How fast do clouds travel? Not more than 5-10 miles an hour, not even.
A sunny day doesn't rain.
What? I mean a sunny cloudy day when it's not, there's no storm. How fast do clouds travel? I don't remember the numbers, but I think it's like 5-10 miles an hour, if I'm not mistaken. What?
Especially how you look at it. Sometimes it's really fast.
I'm sure they have studies. They know exactly. And the Gemara is saying that is called movement. In the male, it's not called the shvisa. And this is the yisoid. In order for an object to be called the shvisa, when Yom Tov begins, it must be stationed. That's a yisoid. Elamayiv oven main at naide. Oh, now the Gemara is so happy with this answer. This new yisoid hashda de osis lohachi ukyan nisnami lelik shelach. You know what? We know. We can go back to the original answer. What was the original answer? the original kasha. The original kasha of the Gemara Sumer go like a Eliezer, and where is the water? The water is not in the cloud. The water is in the ocean. When Yom Tov begins, a beautiful sunny day, there are no clouds. The water is in the ocean. The ocean is 2 miles away. It's much more than 2,000 amas away. And then at night and through the morning, it gets very hot and clouds form and water is deposited very, very far away. So where did this water come from? It came from the ocean. And where is the ocean? More than 2,000 amas. You don't have to any longer come on. More than the middle came on. When you saw it, the water is in the clouds and the water is a davar sheyesh by mamish. So there's no of Noilet, and this Tchumen Lamalam Yu. We had to come out to all these Chidushim. You know what? Forget about it. Forget about Noilat. Forget about Tchumen Lamalam Yu. Learn very Pashit. The water came from the ocean. The ocean certainly is Lamatam Yu. The ocean is Davashish by Namish. There's no Noilat. There's no problem of Lamalam Yu. So why then wasn't Kaina Shri? So where the ocean, the nearest ocean, is more than 2,000 amas away from where the water fell. Teretz says, the oceans are always in a state of movement. They're not ponds. Oceans are always moving. The Mela, water in an ocean is never kind of shvisa. Hashta, the osis lohochi, okyonus nami lo likshiloch, maya begyonus nami meinad naide. Vitanya, bring your brice that says this mamish beferish, nohoros hamoishchem, ubayonos hanoivim, rivers that are flowing, and fountains that are flowing, harehein kiragle kolodom, they are like ragle kolodom, and there's no shvisa. Finders, keepers. Losers, what has the losers, weepers? Finders, keepers. The finder, whoever gets it, he can take it with him wherever he wants. It's they're not koine shvisa, because rivers that flow and fountains that are flowing, the water is not koine shvisa.
Right. Somebody doesn't want to be.
You're right. If he's moving,
pretty much. And then he's not home.
I don't know the halacha. I'm not a baal halacha, but yeah, that's what it would seem to be.
As soon as he starts moving,
72 minutes. Keep on walking. Don't stop for 72 minutes. Shaykh to do. If you're in a car, right? You're on a train.
You're
sitting, but the car is moving. The wagon, you have a train. Okay, I don't know the answer. L'chor, what he's saying is very good. It makes a lot of sense that if you're in a state of movement, then you're not kind of shvisa. L'chor, yeah, maybe the Gemara talks about it. I don't know. That's what the Gemara says in Laskan. Vait, Amar Yaakov, Bar Baridi, Amar Mishu Belevi, Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we have a machloikis, let's go back to the simple case, Adam. Right? How do we get into this discussion? A person is sleeping at the time of Bein Hashmoshes. Where machlokes in the Mishnah between the Rabban and Yochanan ben Uri, does this sleeping person, is he koyin shvisa? According to the Rabbanon, no. According to the Rabbanon, if he, since you're sleeping, you're stuck, you can't walk more than Dalet Amos. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if you're in a state of motion, then if you're sleeping, you're koyin shvisa 2,000 amas in all four directions. Rabbi Yochanan obviously is very lenient. He's very makel. And the Gemara then went further into the same way they argue when it comes to a person who's sleeping. They have the same thing when it comes to an object. If you have an object of hefker, does not belong to anyone, according to the Rabbanon, it's not koyin shvisa. You can't take that object of hefker more than dalet amas. According to Yochanan ben Uri, you can take the object could be Yochanan ben Uri goes. According to the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, the object is finders keepers. Wherever the person can go, the object can go, because the object is better than the person. The person has no das, so he's stuck nowhere. No one is kind of the person, but an object of hefker will automatically take upon itself the shvisa of the one that finds it on Shabbos. But a person who is sleeping, according to the shita of the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, has no shvisa, is the machmir, you're stuck, you cannot go more than dalet amos. So along comes the Willimor Paskins lekula. We're going to be very lenient. We're going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. A person was sleeping at the time of Bein Hashmoshes. He can travel 2,000 amos in all four directions. Omar, Rabbi Yaakov, Baridi, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Levi, Halach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. A person who is sleeping is kohen shvisa where he's sleeping 2,000 amos in all four directions. Omar, Rabbi Zeru, Rabbi Yaakov, Baridi. Beferish, let me ask you a question. You're telling me something over in the name of You have Yaakov, this is speaking in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Amalek, Rav Zilla, Rav Yaakov, Adi. Really? Beferish Shmielach, did you really hear this explicitly from Rabbi Shimon Levi? I guess Rabbi Shimon Levi, he was the Pesach Hadar. He was a heavyweight. And when he said something, that's the bottom line. Rav Idi, Rav Yaakov, Adi, he was a student. So let me, he's saying a very big chiddush. For you, I don't trust. You have no right to pask in halacha l'maisa here in this mokka. But you're telling me edus from the Rebbe, the great Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua Levi. Did you hear him say this explicitly? Or no, you never heard this. You heard him talk around the topic. He was giving a drasha, and he was talking about other matters. And in part of the conversation, you extrapolated on your own that halach is like Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Big difference. If you taka heard what he said that halach is Rabbi Levi, okay, I accept it. You're a good aid nema. But if you didn't hear him say it, and you only figured this out indirectly, let me hear the details. Maybe. We can dinsach. Maybe you're not exactly so clever. Beferish shmielach, I mechlal shmielach. Amalei. So he said beferish shmieli. I heard beferish. No problem. Okay, beferish. Zot hate shalom al yisrael. We make him. The Gemara is my klala. The Gemara is like the Gemara is working backwards. If you didn't hear it beferish and you only heard indirectly, what would you have heard indirectly? Give me an example of something he said which we you would have derived it. So the Gemara says, this is what the indirect reference to the halacha is. D'yama Rabbi Shimon Levi, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. The halacha is like, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, we always paskin l'kula. We always paskin like div is a very important yisoid. Look at all the Hilchos Erevin books. There's two places you have this. The Gemara doesn't mention this by Avelus and by Hilchos Erevin. Halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. This halacha, you should be very careful. It's an abused halacha. People think that if you open up a book, you take a new situation, and you'll have a modern day rav will come tell you the halacha. Two rabbanim, right? new hechatims that never existed until now, and two modern day rabbanim will come along. Chosh rabbanim will come along and tell you the halacha. One is machmir, one is meko. So you, oh, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. Sorry, no such thing. When the Gemara is halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev, it means from the Tanoim and the Amoroim, not from Heintika, not from Heintika. You have a rav on 18th Avenue, and you have a rav on Didmus Avenue, and the Cholik, and the modern day Shaila. Oh, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. No such thing. It means very specifically refers to machlekes Tanoim, Amoroim. Someone to say it even goes to Rishonim. But you don't go further than that. You don't go down to achroinim in halacha gdivra mekel be'erev. Okay. So halacha gdivra mekel be'erev. So therefore, what do we want to say? Since Rabbi Shimon Levi says halacha gdivra mekel be'erev, and we have machlokes is tanoim, Rabbi Shimon Levi and the Rabbanon is a person who's living kind of shvisa. Rabbi Shimon Levi is mekel. Oh, gewaldik! He's mekel. So therefore, going to be mekel. So the Gemara, Nataka says, you know something? The Gemara works backwards. The klal is so givaldic. It's such a good klal. Halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev is so all-inclusive. There's taka no need for Rabbi Shimon Levi to paskin halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Gemara is outsmarting itself. Now that you've told me there's a klal, halacha Rabbi Shimon Levi said halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. Once he said that, there's nothing more that needs to be said. There was no need for him to waste those precious words by telling us halacha k'rabbi Yochanan. You know, person has a limited number of words in this world. There's such a tradition. You ever hear this tradition that a person is born in this world, you're given a limited number of words, and when you use the words up, poof, finished. So why would Yeshua ben Levi waste those precious words, halacha v'yochanan menuri, when he already said, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev, v'tati lamli. So the Gemara is not so fast. Amar Rabbi Zeira, tzrich v'di bog, v'adi ashmin halacha v'yochanan menuri, hava bina, bein l'kul, bein l'chumra. If we own halacha v'yochanan menuri, I would say bein l'kul, bein l'chumra, kamash molon. In other words, maybe there's a situation where he's going to be machmir. And where would he be machmir? Rashi, there's a very nafkamina. Okay, this really goes back. This Lushta Gemara ties the Gemara together in a beautiful way. Look at Rashi. L'chumra. What's L'chumra? What did the Gemara say? The same way Rabbi Shimon Levi says, a person is kind of shvisa when he's sleeping. so to a utensil is also kind of shvisa. That's a chumrah. Why is that a chumrah? Because if someone finds it and he's coming from a different direction, if you would say the kli is not koine shvisa, then that person, the finder, can take it with him somewhere that under normal circumstances could not go. If you say a kli is koine shvisa, you're limiting where the kli can go. If a kli is not koine shvisa and someone finds it, where can you take that kli? Finders keepers, wherever the person can go. So if you're going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri 100%, that can result in a chumrah, and that the kli cannot go where the person can go. A person made an eruv of 2,000 amos, it was kind of shvitz of 4,000 amos away. Right, 4,000 amos, and he made an eruv of 2,000 amos east. And now he finds himself on Shabbos 4,000 amos away from where he was kind of shvitz, where Shabbos began. So now he finds in the street a gold and a diamond ring. So if you say that the object is not koine shvisa, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, where can this person take this diamond ring? He can take it with him back home, 4,000 amos back where he came from. But if you say the halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, where is the diamond ring koine shvisa? Where it is. How far can the diamond ring go on Yom Tov? 2,000 amos. The finder can... On Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if you want to carry it, so it's Yom Tov. So how far can you carry it? Only 2,000 amos. So here, if we're going to pass it, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, what is the result? A chumrah. The chumrah, you can't take the object all the way back home with you. So we don't want to say that. That's why it is absolutely necessary for Rabbi Shuv Levi to say, look, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the paskin, that Lukula, if he would only paskin halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that is a dangerous statement. It's true. It's a kula when it comes to a person who's sleeping. He gets 2,000 amos as opposed to getting only dalet amos. But it's a chumrah when it comes to kalim, because kalim is a natural outgrowth of a person who's sleeping. So Kamash,
yeah, natural
outgrowth. That was the Gemara. Yes, that's what we spent the whole yesterday discussing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says the person who's sleeping is koine 2,000 amos,
right.
And the Gemara says what? Why? What's a person? The person who's sleeping is exactly the same as an object. They both have no das. So an abd also is koine shvisa. That's a chumrah. Because if the object would not be kind of shvi, so he'll get the chumrah of the finder, which would allow the person to take it with him where he wants to go. So, that's why, Kamash Malon, it was necessary to say, halacha, k'divri ha-mekel, Kamash Malach, k'divri ha-mekel, be'eruf. The halacha is kedivrei hamekel be'erev. Now we always go lekula. We're only going to pass on Yochanan ben Uri lekula. Now v'leim with the Moritz Kasha, leim halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. Let him just say halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. Halacha Yochanan ben Uri lamali. So here comes the Gemara Itzrach. What do we mean? We need both. If we only say halacha kedivrei hamekel, sal dechamina hanimila Yochanan ben Makom Yochanan ben Ram Makom Ram Avol Yochanan ben Makom Ram im aloy. Now here we go into an entirely new sugya. It's a big. Sugya psak halacha. How do you paskin? Beautiful sugya, a lot of lomus, a lot of eon in the sugya. But the point is, if Rabbi Yeshua Malevi owns halacha kedivri hamekel, when do we go to kedivri hamekel? Is when it's machlokes of two yechidim. You have Ruvain versus Shimon. One is machma, one is mekel. Then we go like the mekel. Well, let's say we have two rabbins. We have a rab. We have one base medrash, Naharda versus Pumpadisa. Two rabbins, then we'll go lukula. But when the yachid is going up against the rabbin, and the yachid is megil, then we're not going to paskin lukula. That's what we might think. Have aminos if sadach amina hanimil yachid makam yachid ram makam ram avul yachid makam rabbin ema. I would say then I would say that we go lukumra. So here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is going up against the rabbin, against the rabbanan. So maybe the principle does not apply. That's not so. Michti, I'll show you that's not correct. Michti Ervin, the Rabbanon. Mali Yochad Mokum Yochad Mali Yochad Mokum Ram. So the Gemara is now saying a new Yisrael. The Gemara is saying a incredible Chiddush. The Gemara is saying that this idea that we should only follow a Yochad, we should only go Lukula when it's Yochad against a Yochad or Ram against the Rabim, is only by Dinim D'Oraisa. But if you deal in Dinim D'Oraisa, Din D'Oraisa, what does the Gemara want to do? The Gemara wants the Mechalik. We go Lukula. When are we going to go Lukula? When it's a Yachid against a Yachid or a Rabim against a Rabim. But when it's a Yachid against a Rabim, no. Then you cannot go Lukula. You always must follow the Rabim. The Gemara says that's only true when you're dealing with issues which are min HaTorah. But if you're dealing with issues, matters, that are only midrabanan, then the Gemara says misvara, logically, it doesn't make a difference. Since the issue is only a dindirabanan, if we go lukula, there's no svara to be mechalek going lukula when you're going up against the rabbim or you're going up against the yachin. You go lukula, period, by dindirabanan. So since the law of Eruvei Tuchumin is purely a Din D'Rabbanan, all the name of Eruvei Din D'Rabbanan, once you told me a Yesoid, Halacha Kedivrei Hanekel Be'eriv, it doesn't make one bit of a difference if the Yachid is going up against the Yachid or the Yachid is going against the Rabbim. Right, exactly. So the kasha has been reinstated, exactly. So why are we going to say both? Once he passed Lacha Divrei Yachal Divrei Hamekel, automatically we know we're going to go like Yachal Menuri and Echanam, exactly, Mamash, exactly. Notes. Not to make a big mistake. It's not true. I disagree with you, Mitzvara. I'm going to show you now that even when it comes to a Din Rabbanon, there's a difference between a Yachal against the Yachal and a Yachal against the Rabbim. What's my Rabbi Rabbanon? Nam Lo Shanilach. There's no difference. Ben Yachal Mokim Yachal The first Mishnah, Mesechta Nida. Mishnah, Mesechta Nida, a woman, not the first Mishnah, but the first Sugyim, Mesechta Nida, a woman who sees Da, right? So to go to Tam Chazal. A woman makes a Medika, Tong Tam Chazal, a woman with Nizah B'Taras HaKodesh. So if a woman was a Nida, everything in the home is Tar. Nida, she leaves the house. Because you don't want to be contaminate all the food in the house. A woman makes a bedika and she discovers, Oy gewalt, I'm a nida. I'm a nida now, that means, if I'm a nida now, that means it could very well be, I was a nida yesterday. When was the last time she made a bedika? Let's say she made a bedika a week ago. So that there's a possibility that she was parsonida a week ago, right after her last bedika. In the meantime, she touched food. What's the status? So it's big machlekes. So according to the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says dayish is machlekes. According to one man, the Amar dayishaita u'mekel. It's only a din derabanan. Menatoyna. This is a very important insight. This whole halacha, this first sugya of Masechta Nida, long way to go. 5 years to go, 5+ years to go to Masechta Nida. The whole sugya of Tuma, Glima Freya, when she makes the Bedika, whether you go back 24 hours, or whether you go back to the last Bedika, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Min HaTeira, if a woman makes a Bedika, now, today, Hayoim, at this moment, and she discovers Tumeya, that's it. Bikanu Labo, she's Tumeya. The food that she touched 5 minutes ago, Min HaTeira, is Tahira. If you'll find the man the Amma that says that we're going to go backwards 24 hours, or we're going to go backwards to the last Bedika, that's only a Din D'Rabbana. Okay, only the Rabbana. Now, so here we're discussing an Isha, Shavala HaShosha, not your average woman who sees Dam every month, but a woman, for some reason, she stops seeing blood. An unusual situation. Isha, the Sha'avra Lecha Shalash Oinas, 3 months passed, and she doesn't see blood anymore. A zikena, or she's not well, whatever the matzah is, and now she sees blood. She does the bedika after, and she sees blood. What? Muberis, whatever the case is, and now she sees blood. So even if under normal circumstances you're going to tell me that we go backwards 24 hours, not this woman, because this woman is mamish mufka legamri from seeing blood. She didn't see blood in 3 months. Daishaita. This is the sheet. Who says this? This is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elozer, or Rabbi Eliezer, a different Yesois. So the title of the Braisa, Maisa, Vyasa, Rabbi, Kirebi Elozer, Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Paskin, Kirebi Elozer. Oh, Liba Kirebi Elozer. Now, that's not the name, it's a Das Yochid. Rabbi Elazar is a Das Yochid. The Rabbana Cholik on Rabbi Elazar, what did Rabbana say? The Rabbana say, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter if she didn't see blood for 3 months or 4 months. A woman that sees blood, no matter when she sees blood, she has to go backwards 24 hours. That's the Rabbana. Rabbana Cholik. It doesn't make a difference, even though it's already 3 months, it doesn't matter. She does the Bedika now, and she's Tameya. That's it, you gotta go backwards. Rabbeinu HaKadosh once had a Maisa Shehoya. A woman came to him with this situation. I didn't see blood for 3 months. It's now month four. All of a sudden I did a Bedika. I found Dam. Do I have to go backwards? Yeah. He told her, you're okay. It's okay. Daya Shaita. And then when he realized, oh no, what did I do? I paskin like a Das Yochid, like Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbanan disagree. So it's a new Mashahoye Kvarhoye, it's okay because why? Liacha Sheniskar, beautiful Gemara, Amar, Kedaihu Rabbi Elazar, Lismich Labashas Adchak. No. I made a mistake. Had I realized the situation, I would have not have been so lenient. But no, Kedaihu.
Rabbi Elazar is the son of Tshubayah.
Yeah, well, there's a Shaila, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer. There's a Shaila, it's very complicated. We don't really know a lot of stories, situations. Is it Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar? Because some said that the same person before he went into the cave, he was Rabbi Elazar. After he came out of the cave, he became with a Yud, Rabbi Eliezer. I don't know. Is he maybe yet, but not the other Rabbi Elazar? So you have to be Mama.
Because they say the same
Shabbat.
They say
Rabbi Shimon Chayim. Kedai, who Rabbi Shimon Chayim listens to Mishasa with regard to what? With Shabbos, Enechnami, could very well be Enechnami. Come in the Yomer, it could very well be. So Kedai, who Rabbi Elazar listens to Mishasa the Chag, Rabbi Elazar. My now, what does this mean exactly? My now, you have to remember this Shaila of Rabbi. He's coming to Paskin. Is it Paskin with regard to what? A din derabanan, because going backwards is only a chumra derabanan. It's minat Torah. It's dayashaita. So if you want to be machmir like the rabbanan, go backwards. It's only din derabanan. Now what in the world is going on over here? What is liachashnis? He remembered that he made a mistake. He remembered that it says explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. And Torah of the time that we don't go like Rabbi Eliezer. That's not an excuse. If it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we go like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Eliezer, then you have to reverse your psak. It's too bad. You can't go say Kedaihu. If that's not the halacha, that's not the halacha. Too bad. You have to go and reverse your psak and pay for the damages. Elo kirabanan. And so b'shas atchak hechiyav chavase. How could you be leaning b'shas atchak? Go like Rabbi Elazar. Ella, it must then be what would happen. The loy itmar hilchas loy kirebi alaz of loy kirebi. Oh, so now we have a beautiful gemara. You know what the answer is? In the tkuf of Rabbi Elazar, there was a machlokes in the Beis Medrash, and it was not decided. There was no one came along and codified the halacha. We're going to pass it like one or the other. But you have to keep in mind. It's a yachid against the rabbin. The rabbin a machmir, and the yachid is maker. And it's not etched in stone like one or the other. They didn't decide, but there's a yachid and a rabbin. And what did Rabbi say? Nu kedaihu, we can be soimich, liachah sheniska, now that I remember, delav yachid polegalis. Why did he have charata? Rabbi said, you know, I made a mistake. I should have been machmir. I should have machmir like the Rabbanon. Liachas sheniska delav yachid polegalei elaram polegalei. Omar kedaihu Rabbi Elazar lismach labashas atchak. What do you see from this Gemara? You see here that we're dealing with a din de Rabbanon, going backwards, and Rabbeinu Hakadosh is saying, I should have been machmir. Why should I have been machmir? Because it's a rabbim against the yachid. I made a mistake. Now that I made a mistake, nu kedai b'shas adchak, because Lonitzka, it was not written, it was not etched in stone, mahalocha. But l'chatchila, I should have decided like who? Like the rabbin. Why? Because they're the rabbin. They're the rabbin. So what do you learn from this? That even when it comes to a din derabbanan, by din derabbanan, you have to follow the rabbin, not the yochid. So now we're back in business. So the Gemara is perfect. What was the Gemara's call? Why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi need to say tzvei dinim? halacha b'yochanan menuri, halacha d'ivri hamekel. So we know the first part. If you don't halacha b'yochanan menuri, that's dangerous, aha, because that results in the chumrah of the kelim. Why can't you just halacha d'ivri hamekel be'erev? Because if you would say halacha k'divri hamekel be'erev, we may be misled to believe that's only when it comes to machlokes, yachad against the yachad, or rabim against the rabim, we're going to go lukula. But a yachad against the rabim, we got to go like the rabim, l'chumrah, l'chumrah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is l'kula against the rabim. And even by a derabbanan, you have to go l'chumrah like a rabim, like we just saw in the case of the Ayashaita. That is why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi needed to come along and make it clear as day. Halacha, k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, l'kula. Even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is a yachid against the rabim, we're still going to be makel. That's the most maskana. Nugmar. What? So Psak Halacha is a very big mystery. I don't have an answer. Psak Halacha has a world to itself. There was a person who used to come to Daf Yomi. He was bringing rice. He knows very Talmud. That's all of Shas rice. How he passed like one another way. There's no set rule. Halacha is not etched. This is a very important sugya for Piskei Halacha. You learn Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes you'll discover that the Machaber Paskins, like one Rishon, like the Rambam, who goes against 30 Rishonim. They'll take out Rashi. Rambam is not like the Rambam, not like Rashi, and not like the Rashi and the Ritzel and the Ramban, and you'll find a whole list of Rishonim, and the Machaber passes like the Rambam. And sometimes you'll find the Pella, he'll pass not like the Rambam, very rare, because Zulu is like the Rambam. He'll go against the Rambam because this is like the Shittas Rashi or the Rashba or the Ritva. Halacha has its own set of own life, and we don't always fully understand why we follow Psak Halacha like one Mahalach and not like another Mahalach. So here as well, I know it's not clear. Okay, right. But Amar Amishrashya L'Rava. The Amidos really the Gemara is coming back and trying to chapel with this site. With Rabbanan, when Din Rabbanan Lo Shalom Ben Yachad Mokim Rabbim. Really, what was your Hava Mina? You told me you had a Hava Mina. That there's no difference between that when it comes to a din de rabban, there's no difference. I'm going to show you now that there is a fundamental difference. Via Tanya, I'm going to show you now that there's a very big difference between a yachad and mokim rabban. The rabban always wins, even when it's only a din de rabban. What's the new example we're going to discuss now? Avelos. The laws of avelos are dinim de rabbanon. When a Torah, there's only a din oinim the first day, and that's it. Everything after the first day is only midrabban. So here we have a halacha. Excuse me. Shmur Kareva. A person is aware. Now this means during the first 30 days, a person is aware. He's made known that one of his seven closest relatives has departed within 30 days. Kareva. The 30 days. Behege shiva. So he has to sit shiva. There's 7 days. So he sits shiva. And Ushloishim, he has to observe Shloishim. He has to Shiva, and he has to observe Shloishim. Okay, that's the halacha. Ruchaika, let's say 30 days have passed, and now he finds that after 30 days have passed, Einu Rahegas Eliyoy Mechad, he only sits Shiva for 1 day. That's it. 1 day, and that's it. Now, the Ezu Yikroiva, Vezu Yuchaika, Besach Shloishim Kroiva. Liachash Shloishim, 30 days after the calendar day when the person died, that's called Ruchaika. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's a Yachid. Look at this. The Chachamim are Machmir. Obviously, we don't pass like this. Right? We know that as well. And here the Chacham or Machmir. So Rabbi Yochanan of verse Rabin. V'yom Rabba b'barchana am Rabbi Yochanan kolmokam shatam moitzi Yochanan mekel Rabbi Machmirim. So what does he say? Halacha k'divrei ha-machmirim ha-merubim. Chutz mizu. This is the only exception. Shavish Rabbi Akiva mekel v'acham machmirim. Halacha k'divrei Rabbi Akiva. We go like Rabbi Akiva. V'sov halacha Shmuel. Why? Because the Sovelok is Shmuel. The reason why he said, because he holds like Shmuel, Diyomash Shmuel, Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Be'ovel. Okay, so that's the Yisoid. Yisoides, Machloikes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabban, we'll go to Kula, Rabbi Kiva, because when it comes to Avelus, this is part of the team. Avelus and Erev. At least you know that Gemara today, you learn Mamash, Kedai to come today. You know that's Yisoides. Halacha Kedivri Hamekel be Erevin, Halacha Kedivri Hamekel be Avel. But remember, don't abuse the halacha. It's one of the most abused halachas. Halacha, k'tiv ha-meko. People always say, oh, shash, I do. Azoy, azoy, k'tiv ha-meko. Don't get carried away. You have to know the parameters of k'tiv ha-meko. Okay. But now enters the Gemara. Okay, put a period here. Now the Gemara comes. This is what we need to talk Gemara. Be avelus hu deakil birabanan. When are we going to be mekel? I'm going to go like a yochid against the Ramdaf when it comes to avelus. But avol beolma. But generally, when it comes to any halach and shulchan aruch, even though afilu bidrabanan, even if the halach is similar to a din derab, to the avelus, which is a din derabanan, shani, there's a fundamental difference. Ben yochid, makom yochid, ben yochid, makom rabim. We're going to go l'chumul like the rabbin. Okay, so that is the Gemara's maskana. Okay, so we have over here. So these go to show you another example that that's right. Even when you're dealing with a din derabanan, you have to take into account what the rabbins say. Period. There is a difference between a yochanan and a rabbin when it comes to a din derabanan. Not like the Gemara's havamina that only when it comes to dinim deraisa is there a difference between a yochanan and a rabbin. No, even my din derabanan is a difference. Next, Rab Papa Omar. Now, Rab Papa is going back to the previous Gemara. Rab Papa is going back. Okay, we're going all the way back a whole Amit. We're going back to the original question. What was the original question? Why was it necessary for Rabbi Shimon Levi to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri when he already told us halacha kedivrei hamekel derev? Once Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi has taught us halacha kedivrei hamekel, automatically we know we're going to go like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So why do we need him to tell us nochamol halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So we already learned that amud, and we learned answer number one. Answer number one was because you may be misled to believe only to halacha kedivrei hamekel derev is by a yochid versus yochid, Ram versus Rabbi, not a yochid. So we know the first answer. Now we're coming to give an entirely different answer. Papa Amar Itzrich Salt Hamina Hanimila Bar Irvichat Seiros. Ah! When did Rabbi Shimon Levi say halacha kedivrei hamekel? Irvichat Seiros. Whole different din. You want to join the courtyards together. Aval, Irvichtchumin, Emo, Lo, Irvichtchumin, then we're going to be machmir. We're not going to pass like a Yochanan. We're machmir. You're not going to shrissi. You're stuck. Loi, tzricha. Now the Gemara says, hey, who gave you the right to say that? Show me a precedent. You just can't say that. That's a dangerous, that is an unresponsible thing to say. Just, when do we paskin l'kula only by Eruvei Chatzeres? That's not what it says. Halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv. Eruv is all inclusive. You have to show me an example in halacha where that's true, where we can take you for your word. Umina temra. Where do we find taka such a difference? Umina temra. Where do we taka find the shani lay that there's a difference? Spain eruvei Chatzeres la'eruvei tchumen. The tavod l'mishna amar b'yishuv b'yishuv Yehuda b'vedem amurim be'eruvei tchumen. When we have a halacha that you can make an error for a person without his knowledge. When can you make an error for a person who's not aware you're making an error? Only when it comes to Eruvei Chatzeros. But Eruvei Tchumen, that you can't do without his knowledge. You cannot make an error for a person unless he's aware. I'm going to go out into the field. I'm going to put down bread, and I'm going to say this bread is for the shvisa of Reuven. You can't do that. You have to let Reuven know, inform Reuven what you're doing. Avol de Reuven chatzerais. When it comes to you want to be able to join together and carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. Avol Reuven chatzerais. Why? Then it's a zuchus. It's always a zuchus to be able to go from one courtyard to another courtyard. Shazach l'adam shlo b'fanav. In b'chavim l'adam ella b'fanav. So what do we learn from here? We learn from here. An Eruvei Techumen is not always a Zuchus. a ruvei tuchumin is a choiva, because if you're going to go travel in one direction, you can't go in the other direction. It's a chovin, it's a choiva. A ruvei chatzeros, you lose nothing. You only gain. I can carry from one place to another. So what do we learn from here? We learn from here that there is a halacha where a ruvei chatzeros is a maila. It's a kula. There's no harm done. It's a chos. It's always a chos. A ruvei tchumin is a choiva. So we have a precedent. We have a makar that is more that a ruvei chatzeros is more makel than a ruvei tchumin. So meila. Now we're back in business. So therefore meila. When I'm yochel, when Bishul Malevi says Allah give a makel, the meila only applies to ruvei chatzeros because a ruvei chatzeros kul is a chos. But who says halach did I make a baby tchumah which involves a chayva? Next. Answer number, now we come to answer number 3. Same question. Why is it necessary for Yishum Levi to paskin halacha kedivre with the paskin halacha menuri after we told halacha divemeko? Rashi Amar Itzrich, I need a psychologist. What's the reason? Because Sal and Ramin, the Hanamila Bishir Eruv. Avo Betchilas Eruv, Bishir Eruv, Avo Betchilas Eruv, Emo. Now this case is a person puts down you need to have a certain amount, you need to have that if you only have a mashahu of food for each person, it's okay. In other words, there are two different types of little rash. Rashi says hanimile, when are we going to be makel the shiyuri eruv sheniach eruve. When are we going to be makel? Kedivrei hamakel. That's when the eruv already is in existence. But when you're coming to make the air for the very first time, then we're going to be machmir. Let's explain. What's halach of you make eruv chatzeros, and you put in one person's courtyard enough bread. You have to put mazon shtei sudos for every person. You have to put a certain shear. There's a certain minimum shear of bread that must be put in the courtyard for every person who's participating in the eruv chatzeros until you get to 18 people, and then you don't need to add anything more. But let's say you only have a few people. Let's say so you have to add whatever the shear is. You have to have enough food, a kezayis for 2 kezayisim for each person that's going to participate in the eruv chatzeros. First Shabbos. Let's say the mice. Both by Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchum. Halachah mice by both. By Erev Tchum. Let's say you want to travel 2,000 amos. So you must put the mazon shtei sudos. Let's say so you put down the shear. Okay, very good. You're going to leave it there for the whole year, right? That how many gives you only make Erev Chatzeros or Erev Pesach. Only once a year you renew the Erev Chatzeros, and then during the course of the year, some mice come, or some children come, and they steal some of your bread, and now you don't have enough, you don't have the original shear, enough kezesim for each person who is participating in the eruv chatzeros, or enough food, mazon shtei sudos for your eruv tchumen. It's less than the minimum shear. The halacha is, it's okay. Since the din is purely, the din of Erev is only din of Rabbanan, as long as there was enough, the shear was complete the first Shabbos, Tchilas Erev, so now in the future Shabbosos, in the later Shabbosos, as long as there's enough mashu for every single person, there's a mashu left of the original amount of food, you can continue business as usual, you can continue doing what you were doing last week. That is according to one opinion. I don't know of the names. There's another man. No. Every single Shabbos, that's why you pay for the Erev, right? Don't they come around collecting for the Erev? They come make an appeal. We have to have someone check the Erev. Checking the Erev is not just to check if the wires are still okay. You got to check that the matzah is still there. Because if the matzah, half the matzah has disappeared, you don't have the shear matzah, it's no good. We're not going to be makel and allow you to be samech on just a mashu. It's machlokes. So the Gemara comes, the Gemara, halacha kedivrei hamekel. even though this Shabbos number 34, right? Shabbos number 34. Lag BaOmer is coming up soon. Shabbos number 33, we don't have the full shiur. It's a machlokes, we don't have the full shiur, so we should make an announcement, no one can carry. Well, Mekel, since the first Shabbos there was a shiur, now it's, so it's okay. That's because it's an old Erev. It's old news. But when it comes to making the Erev for the very first time, then we're not so generous to follow the lenient opinions. When you're dealing with a Shaila, that's Nogea, an old Erev, that's already been in existence for a long period of time, that's when we can make and follow the lenient opinion. But when you're coming to make an Erev for the very first time, you gotta be machmir. What's our sugya? Our sugya here is you coming to make the Erev for the very first time. A person is sleeping. He's on the road. He's sleeping. He's now coming to establish for this Shabbos.
The person that's sleeping is not making an Erev.
But he's been kind of Shvisa. He's been kind of Shvisa. That is his Erev. I mean, it's not an Erev. That he's been he's coming to establish his Malkum Shvisa for the very first time. If you have your bread, I put my bread here, my box of matzah, I'm putting it here, I'm making a statement. For the next 20 Shabbosos, I want to be able to go and walk. You can do that. You can do it in advance. So once it worked for one Shabbos, so the mail for the next 19 Shabbosos, it's old news. Old news. Same thing. If you want, as long as you want to go, let's say you want to go for an entire year, so it'll be 54 Shabbosos, so it's not, it's a leave you, whatever, and the whole Pesach to Pesach. So once you got it going, once it's in motion, the first Shabbos, and now you got a problem in the future Shabbosos, it's old news. So the machlekes, is it good, is it not good? Oh, halacha kedivrei hamekel. You can be lenient. But when you have a shayla, you know, get your air for the very first Shabbos, the very first time, that's a davar chamor. There's precedent for this. When you're coming to establish something the very first time, the very beginning, called hascholos koshos. The haschol, you got to get off to a good start. So maybe here we're going to be machmir. So just because Rabbi Shimon Levi paskind halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv, that's all when it comes to an eruv that's already in existence. And now we have a shaila, but again, old eruv should be machmir, should be mekel, nu halacha kedivrei hamekel. But when it comes to establish a new makom shvisa, maybe there Rabbi Shimon Levi will admit that we don't paskind l'kulu, we machmir. Halacha is not kedivrei hamekel. That is the third answer. Vashemar Itzrich. Sadach Amin Hanavi Lushayev. Abul Chaserev Emoloi Uminotem. Where the heck do you find this halacha? This difference, this distinction between the Tchil and Haschad. The old Uminotem and the Shana Lebedin Shayev. Litchil Haserev. The Tzan. Om Rabbi Yisbeu. The Ramu Remit Chil Haserev. When we have the halacha that the food must be the full sheer amount of food you must have. That's Afka. That's the Betchil Haserev. Avul Bishiyuri Erev. But let's say the Erev wasn't existent. The Erev Chaserev was in existence, and then the food was taken away. Part of the food was consumed by the mice or by children. Afilu kol shu is okay. V'loyamru la'ari la'ariv chatzeros. The only reason that this is a side topic, this little next line Gemara is part of the Gemara because it's part of the Memra. It's a world to itself. It's a sugya to itself. What this word Gemara means, it's not how ikas sugya, but it's just mentioned. V'loyamru. The only reason why they said that la'ariv chatzeros, that you have to have the full amount of bread. You must start off, get a good start with a full shear for everyone who is participating in the Erev. Elo kideish lo l'shakach teras Erev min hatinoikas. Children should know there's something called an Eruvei Tchumen. Let's read the Rashi. There's a very hard Gemara here. Look at Rashi. Gesundheit. Rashi. When do we need the full amount of bread? Keep the words. If you keep the word, remember the words. There are two kulam among everyone. When do you have to have mazon shtei sudos, enough for a whole city? Or do you have to have? You're not going to have mazon shtei. You have to have at least the size of a gregeres, a dried fig, to each participant. You have a small number of people, so you only need one of the other one. That's betchila seiruf. That's when you're coming to establish it for the very first time. But once the Erev gets off to a good start and you're off and running, and now you're up to week number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you make an investigation, you go into the kitchen cabinet on Shabbos and you discover, oh my gosh, the Erev is missing. What happened to all the matzah? The matzah, half the matzah, there's only a mashu left. It's okay. Kol shu l'chol echad is a teeny morsel of bread left for each person who's in the, it's okay. So why then, if Chazal are so generous and they allow you to have a mashu on Shabbos 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, why do they require that you should have a full shear the first week? V'lo yamru. Here, here's what Rashi says. You should not forget about this. The Ikar Eruv is only by Tchumen. Only, the only real Eruv, the only time you really need to make an Eruv, Minat Torah, well, I don't know, it's not Minat Torah, this is a very difficult Rash, what Rashi means, because Eruv B'Tchumen is not a Derais either. It's only Midrabanan. Midat Torah, you can walk Yud Beis Mil. Even some Rishonim, you can even walk more than Yisrael Mil. But the only Ikar Eruv, even in the Dinim Derabanan, is Eruvei Tchumen. The whole halacha of Eruvei Chatzeros is a derabanan of a derabanan. It's already two steps down. Tchumen is a derabanan. Eruvei Chatzeros is a derabanan. So you need a shear. It's enough to have the shear matzah the first Shabbos. The second, sub, third, and subsequent shear. You can make it, you don't have to have it. But that we have for our week. I'll stop here.